So there are different kinds of, so e-marketing therefore is a customer-led business. Is it not? It's a customer-led business. It makes use of database of customer and prospects and creates constant flow of information between customers themselves. Look at it, dear. You see, you will see, just I'm sure you have noticed this, and nothing new I'm talking. If you are probably wanting to buy a ticket and you want to go to Tirupati, let's say, and you're in Mumbai. So what you do is you go and find out, you go to Make My Trip or you go to something else and you'll find out yatra.com and probably find out what are the relative rates which are available for different prices and tickets which are there. Suppose you buy or you don't buy, whatever you do, you come back and now you want to go to a mail. When you go to the mail, you will see on the light on your side, you know, those Tirupati ticket they will show. Every information, what you are doing is being tracked. It's been tracked, and therefore today with lot of these kind of transactions which is going to go on there, it's very, very important for us, you know, to be safe on transaction, and therefore cyber security is something which we need to be aware of. Okay, that's a different chapter, so I'm not getting into this. But dear, we need to understand therefore that e-marketing can identify, can anticipate and satisfy the customer's needs very efficiently. Dear friends, e-marketing is there to stay. But obviously, whenever you are doing anything, there are opportunities and therefore there are challenges. So let us look at what are the opportunities and what are the challenges. One, the opportunity is by making use of the information which we get of a customer, technology, and through internet, consumers can place order for a variety of goods and services. You can buy rail tickets, air tickets, I mean, anything today. I mean, why rail, air ticket? Anything today, you know. What are the challenges? Now, it affects the business of intermediaries. For example, travel agents, bookstores, and share of stock brokers. However, new category of intermediaries have come up, as we all know, and therefore finding out low cost hotel, you know, air tickets, etc. You have yatra.com, you have make-a-trip.com, you have travelguru.com. So what they have done, a new thing has come up, you know. Now you have got different websites of airlines, but now this is an airline, this is a company which came up with, you know, you look at what is the airline, I mean, which is the lowest one, come on, look at it. So you see, if when I need to buy and I want to buy, let's say, a ticket which is low price, I normally don't go to the airliner, you know. I go first to Make My Trip or Yatra, I find out which is the lowest one, you see, and then I see, okay, you know, maybe the Jet Airways is the lowest one, then I probably get into Jet and probably sometimes book it, you know. So what happens is that now many people are there on Make My Trips, and you know they are doing that also. I mean, I go to the direct website, somebody maybe do something else. So, but this is a challenge, you know. So maybe I got all the information from Make My Trip, but I didn't do a transaction with Make My Trip, you know. Right? I went on to the airliner, you know. So that's a challenge, you know. Two, if you look at the opportunity, a customer database, apart from providing details such as name, address, telephone number, etc., you also get information on past purchases. I'm sure if you go to Flipkart, you go to Amazon, which you have been going to, you want to buy a book. You just order for the book and you say, okay, immediately they will say the customer who bought this book also bought these many. Also all these things. And then many a times, I'm sure, we would have seen, oh my God, this is also there. Oh, this book's also I was looking at, you know. Because a similar customer who was buying like me, who wanted to, let's say, buy a management book, also was looking at that. And then I find, wow, you know, it makes easier for me. So what happens is they actually drag you and take you where they want to take you. And you say, yeah, I want this also. So you buy that. Now, that's the thing. Whereas creating database involves investment. That's a challenge. You require investment, right? You need a technology. You have to invest on technology. You have to invest on good people. You have to invest on material. You have to invest money, dear. And therefore, we need to understand that these can help the company to increase sales volume, yes. But you require good amount of investment, you know. Good amount of investment. You need it, dear. You really, really, really need it, you know. Good amount of investment. The third point which I would like to make in an opportunity is the company can have its presence on the web in two ways. One, it can rent a space on the commercial sites, or it can create its own website. The website has to be made very attractive. We use SEO, search engine optimization. We use SMO, social media optimization, right? And we need to have a good website so that people are attracted to my website, brought it there, and then actually the website could be dynamic and interactive, so they can look at it and motivate the customer to visit the website. And the moment the customer visits the website, he is getting a lot of information, which is a great opportunity, you know, for the company to exhibit his product or services to the customer. Whereas the challenge could be, a company can release an online advertisement by many ways, such as banners, pop-up windows, banners that move across the screen, right? But there are many companies who are doing the same. So probably, you know, your banner may be missed. Probably your pop-up window was said, wow, no, let's stop. Possible. Right, so we need to understand that, dear. And many of the consumers who use website or internet, etc., are young people. So we need to understand who are those people who are using this. Mostly they are young people, and they form a target group for electronic products. They probably look at electronic products, they probably look at travel and tourism, they probably look at financial services, you know. But the challenge in this is misuse of credit card. I talked about cyber security. Debit card by some unscrupulous elements is one of the problems which is faced by marketeer. And therefore many people are apprehensive to use their credit card numbers or give debit card numbers. So banks therefore are providing you, don't use your credit card, use a wallet, you know. Use a smart card, you know, you can Paytm, you see. Right, accepted. So probably, but these are challenges, you know. So many people would not like to use them, you know. Another opportunity which I see is website provides a lot of information to the consumer, and at the same time consumer very strongly express their dissatisfaction about the company. I see some people, I go to an hotel, I go to TripAdvisor, and I see what have they written. So some people write good, some people whose satisfaction are there doesn't write good. So sometimes I have seen people go there before they find out the hotel, they go there and find that out. So companies also are able, you know, dissatisfaction about the company or the product or the services, and the same will be read by millions of people. Today social media is so, so dynamic. But what are the challenges? You get unsolicited emails. You don't want to read them. You get into the spam folder sometimes. Only a small percentage of traders or business use the internet. Many consumers are reluctant to buy through internet as they are not sure about the quality of the product and the delivery of the products. So, you know, Amazon giving you one guarantee that, okay, we'll deliver you in 2 days, we'll deliver in 1 day, become a prime customer, we'll deliver you on 1 day. These are the products. Not every product, some products. Further, they would like to touch and feel the product and negotiate the prices. Now this again is, for an example, I see my son, you see, he was in abroad, you know, and you know, he comes here, and what he does is that, you know, he orders shoes also on the internet. Of course, now he's here, he's managing my healthcare company, and what he does, he orders shoes. Now if you look at me, I can't order shoe because I want to buy a shoe. I take a shoe, I want to feel the feel, I want to walk with that shoe, and I have to see comfortable hai ya nahi. And then I said, wow, that's good, you know, because that's the way I'm used to. But if you look at you people, young guys, what do you do? Most of the thing I see, you see trousers, everything. You know, okay, I understand a guy is a very fit guy, and therefore he knows that if he is wearing a 42 shirt, probably he has a trouser, you know, which is 34. But you know, probably he's 36 here, and yet I see they order, you know. But what happens is, because that's the way you young generations, and you are the future. I'm not the future, you are the future, right? So, you know, what is it that people are looking at? So we need to understand that there. With the liberalization and globalization, the availability of products and service has increased drastically in recent years. And every company is trying to find out effective methods to reach the consumer, and e-marketing therefore is offering a lot of opportunities to all these marketeers. But on the other hand, the challenge is competition is high. See, when you get into a Titan showroom, let's say, you have only Titan watches. I'm talking about World of Titan here, right? So what happens is you have only that. But when you get into a supermarket, let's say, you have all kinds of watches. So challenges, competition goes on, increases, and therefore on the net, the competition goes from local to global, you know. So many people are there. So those are the challenges, therefore. But internet marketing is here to stay. And internal marketing is here to grow. And internet marketing can be defined as basically use of internet to do this marketing by using digital technologies. The important types of networks could be internet, which is used, which is between computers and users who can receive and send data files. Intranet, what is intranet? Internally in the company and connects people within the organization. What is extranet? It connects vendors, distributors, dealers and consumers within the company. The access can be either partial or you could probably restrict some of the information that you need to give. So internet marketing is here to say you have different kind of internet site, company product site, provide information about the companies, brands, etc. Service site, facilitate customer service interface for the company. You know, like for an example, monster.com, you want to, you know, you get into, you want to get a job, you probably go into websites like naukri.com, monster.com, shine.com, timesjob.com. You get into all of that. So you have service sites which are available, selling sites for purchase of product. You have Amazon, eBay, Flipkart, Myantra, and God alone knows how many information sites like Google. Like anybody wants information, he goes to Google. You know, Google it. You know. So we have said, you know, come on, Google it. You know. So information sites are available. And what are the different kind of stores today? You have a web store format. What is a web store format? It's an online website and customer visits the website and buy the product. It offers lines of products and payment processing facility. Web store format. The other kind of stores which are there is brick and mortar model. What is brick and mortar? Has a commercial address and customer can transact business face to face. Brick and mortar. Khud jata hai. Further, the company may also have online services. That's a separate matter altogether. And many consumers believe that brick and mortars are more reliable due to the presence of physical shop with the customer service counter. So, you know, like I gave an example of a shoe. I want to go there in a brick and mortar shop and I don't want to buy from web store format, you know. But these are there. Then you have brick and click model. Now, what is brick and click? Provides online and offline facility. The customer can order it online and take the product from the shop. So you have a brick and click model. So you click. First you look at it, then you click, and then it will be available. You go and buy the product, brick and click model. And therefore, internets basically have been broadly divided into three market segments. One is called as cyber buyers. What are the cyber buyers? Professionals who send considerable time online and at their place of business. They have to make major purchase decision and want to locate sources of supply. So they are cyber buyers. They get into it to buy the product. It could be an industrial buyer or it could be a consumer buyer. Cyber consumer, mainly home computer user who was interested in online shopping and buying. So cyber consumer. And who are surfers? Typically, we do window shopping, na? Like that. Typically young people who surf the net for fun. You know? And today, we have to do marketing through social media. Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, name it boss, right? We are doing a lot of marketing through them, you know, right? WhatsApp marketing, okay, doing a lot of. Word of mouth, therefore, has become a major role. And therefore, people want consumers to go there on the social media and talk good about the company, recommend products and services. Because as I told you, dear, first is we create a customer, then is we maintain a customer, and the customer comes back to you again, again, and again is a loyal customer. A loyal customer, therefore, moves ahead karke, and he becomes a word of mouth. Because he becomes a brand ambassador, he talks good about your company. And therefore, it's the only method of promotion by consumer for consumer. See, if I'm selling something and I tell you to buy, suppose I say that I do workshops and you know, please come, you know. So you'll say, okay, sir is doing, so sir is marketing, you know. But if suppose one person, let's say Sanjay comes, you know, has a workshop and he is your friend. And he tells you, wow, there's a workshop which sir is doing, why don't you go? यू से वाओ या दैट्स गुड, क्या कराते हैं? अरे बहुत मजा आता है, एक्टिविटी कराते हैं, डिस्कशन कराते हैं, आपसे बात कराते हैं, यू नो साइकोमेट्रिक टेस्टिंग कराते हैं, यू से लॉट ऑफ साइंटिफिक इंटरएक्टिव गेम्स कराते हैं और फिर कराते हैं. सो व्हाट विल हैपन इज दैट यू विल फील वाओ यू नो लेट मी गो, बिकॉज इट्स अ वर्ड ऑफ माउथ फ्रॉम अ कंज्यूमर फॉर अ कंज्यूमर. So that's very important. And satisfied customer therefore make repeat purchases, recommend the products to other, word of mouth publicity through social channel cost the business relatively very less. Relatively very less. So it's good to do that. So one, what do you do when you have to do marketing through social channels? How do you do it? First, identify influential people in the society who is going to help you promote your product. If they are good, convince them about the advantages of the product or services that you are giving. They may feel good about it. And you know, you could give something better for them because they are going to be happy. They're going to be delighted. They're going to talk about you. So offer them products at special rates. Tell them you're my loyal customer, I love you and I want to give you something, you know. Give them, use influential people in testimonial advertising. Yeah, put testimonies on there, ask them to give their testimony on the social media saying that, wow, this is very good, it's very good. Develop rapport with them and request them to recommend products. And they do it, you know. Now, this is the way, and social, because you know, you will see, young people like you who have seen the video, I'm sure, I don't see them even leaving the newspaper. The first thing that they do is they went their WhatsApp and everything is available on the smartphone. So I'm not saying that's bad or good, but what I'm saying is available on the smartphone. You may have an app of Economic Times if you want to see it, of the Times of India, you go and see it, dear. And you know, in the morning you go up and see your WhatsApp, you know, as I already said that. So we have to be on your handset. As a marketing guy, I believe that we need to, if you will want to go and see my website, you know, it's there. You want to go and, you know, see my LinkedIn profile, it's there. My Twitter is there. My Facebook, I am as Deepak Bhattacharya. We have a training company, Career Training Academy there. We did a professional network called as CTAPN there. So everything, we are already there on the net, dear. Right? And you see so many people are looking at it. Wow, you have to do that. That's the future, dear. And the last one, we also had social marketing, and I have already, you know, done social marketing in the first chapter. So now I'm going to do cause related marketing. I'm sure many of you are using this word for the first time. What is cause related marketing? That's the last in this chapter. Cause related marketing refers to a type of marketing involving cooperative efforts of a business enterprise and a non-profit organization for mutual benefit. Cause related marketing. And you know, this term is broadly and generally used to refer to any kind of marketing effort for social and charitable causes. For social and charitable causes. And cause-related marketing is different from corporate philanthropy, as the latter generally involves a specific donation that is tax deductible. But cause-related marketing is marketing relationship generally not based on donation. I'll give an example. The example is the creation of the term cause-related marketing is attributed to the American Express, and it was used to describe the campaign that American Express did in 1983 for the Statue of Liberty Restoration Project. And American Express, you know what they did? American Express made a one-cent donation to the Statue of Liberty every time someone used its charge card. Like I said, buy the product, 1 rupee will go to Cry Foundation. Cause-related marketing. How is the mutually benefited? You know why? The moment this American Express did this, the number of new cardholders grew by 45% and the card usage increased by 28%. So what was it? Cause-related. There was a cause. They wanted to restore the Statue of Liberty. They wanted money. They didn't donate. They said that, dear, anyone who would be using ABC product or my thing, I am going to give 1 cent there. So it was cause related. The possible benefit of cause related marketing for business therefore includes very positive PR, that is publicity and public relation, and improved customer relation and additional marketing opportunities, you know. So cause related marketing is really fantastic, you know. Is really fantastic. I see P&G also doing for their product. I see them the ad and they say, you know, girl child, and we are educating the girl child and things like that. So dear friends, we are in for cause related marketing. To conclude, the essence of modern marketing is that the customer is at the center of entire business. And therefore, we need to be customer-centric organization. We need to therefore be focused, and we need to be customer-oriented. We need to keep customer first place. We need to do everything that the customer wants us to do. We need to therefore undergo and have a customer-centric operational efficiency. We need to therefore go and have customer relationship management in place. To end it, dear, customer relationship management is to create, is to maintain, is to expand with the customer. Dear friends, I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you. God bless you. And I love you, dear. Bye-bye.